Pianist Wu Han is a full-fledged ambassador of chamber music, expanding its worldwide audience through her performances with her husband, cellist David Finkel, and her work as co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. She's in Hawaii for shows on two islands, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you.
Yep.
You hear all the time about the shrinking audience for classical music, and yep. You've been able to expand it. So what's your secret?
Well, I feel very privileged that the organization I have been involved, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, and also Music in Menlo and Chamber Music Today Festival in Korea, all are blossoming, and we all have subscription increase in the last 8 years, which is a miracle.
It really is.
In the music industry. I think the trick is really establish a great relationship and a great trust mm-hmm. with your community and your audience. Mm-hmm. So every time they come to the concert, they will always know it's the highest quality of the concert making and the music making. And we have been very much focused not on the a soloist or the big name fan kind of a base, because mm-hmm. we know if you go there, they will only come for the big names.
For the celebrities.
For the celebrities, yeah. So we have concentrated very much on the essence of the music itself. Earlier, we were having a conversation about Archduke Trio.
Yeah.
So our goal is always introduce them and get them engaged with them. Repertoire themselves.
Yeah.
And you promise them you will find the best musician to play them. You'll have a great experience. You learn about the difference in interpretation. You learn really truly about what music, the essence of the music is. And we end up developing pockets of very enthusiastic and very devoted music listener. And who is truly engaged with music itself, not just coming to watch the celebrity.
Yeah, or dress up. Or,
exactly. Yeah. So it's a fascinating journey.
Yeah.
It's a very different approach in programming and in concert presenting. And I'm just so grateful and happy that people trusted me and liking the concerts all the time.
That really is the key, is having the audience trust you, because inevitably you're making choices for them.
Yes.
And you're also exposing them to repertoire they're not familiar with.
Absolutely. And that's what artistic director's job is.
Yeah.
For me to set directions for the organization and also set the basic principle and mission to function. So both all the organization I have been involved in all function under that very pure and non-commercial but very true to the heart and true to the art form kind of a mission and principle. I think people recognize quality. I would never underestimate any of my audience ability to enjoy, appreciate the highest, greatest achievement of human mankind, which in my opinion is music.
Couldn't agree more. At the same time, you know, a lot of people see unfamiliar, have difficulty with music with which they're not familiar,
yes.
Right? They,
you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because you think of arts consumers or you think of our general community, when you see an unfamiliar name in arts, in visual arts, let's say, or in movies, you always curious, right?
Yeah.
So I have to assume people that are intelligent and curious and a great true arts consumer will be curious about unfamiliar work.
Yeah.
So it's encourage people to take that first step, and in order for them to enter the door. Another thing I always tell my audience and tell all my people around me is just like good food. You need knowledge, or good wine. That's another good example.
Uh-huh.
Food and wine, you need knowledge to be able to appreciate that.
Yeah.
If you don't try new things like another exotic cheese or incredible vintage of wine, or if you don't have knowledge about wine, you were only plucking the surface. But once as a connoisseur of music consumer, the reward is so great. And it's really no difference than food and wine, in my opinion.
Well, once you start exploring cuisine or wine or
Correct.
Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You surprise yourself with liking something you didn't think you'd like.
Correct.
You're encouraged to go further.
Correct. So you're exploring what life can offer to you.
Yeah.
And you're also exploring what music can offer to you. So don't be scared if it's a composer you might not know, knowing that if you go follow the best organization and the best musician, you will have the most rewarding experience.
You know, there's comfort in hearing a familiar piece.
Correct.
And audiences like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a kind of a challenging piece you can encounter a certain amount of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes do you sometimes balance a concert with the familiar with the unfamiliar?
Oh, absolutely.
Sugarcoating the pill?
Absolutely. Well, I never really believe that you have to give people the medicine.
Uh-huh. Bad analogy.
That's not good. I think the trick is really have trust-building pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they are entry points. It's a bit like when you try – I'll go back to the food analogies, okay? If one has always have hamburgers or normal food consuming, you will never have you had to introduce them to the new cuisine first in the best restaurant, the best representation of the cuisine.
Yeah, that's right.
And second, you want them to try things that is really tried and true, and you know it's going to give them the first incredible enjoyment out mm-hmm. of the tasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you introduce them slowly into the more exotic land once that palate is developed.
Right,
so
right.
It's the artistic director's message that you have to send out so people know what they are getting and they have the choice.
In a way, it sounds like you're taking a series of steps.
Yes,
toward
absolutely.
That goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. So programming is a great art form. And if you hit important artistic directors and you trust them, they will lead you into that beautiful world that I know the reward is the most it's endless.
Well, you've persuaded me. Well,
so
I
come
trust
to
you
our
already. Thanks so much for coming in. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Pianist Wu Han is the co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. She'll perform Sunday in the UH Hilo Auditorium, Monday in the Doris Duke Theater at the Honolulu Museum of Art. And you can find out more about her on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.